Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Sunday night and welcome to my show. I'm Leanne Winston. And with a bit of luck, we have Sue Nicholson online. Are you there, Sue? Okay. I'm not too sure what's going on there. We've been working trying to get special guests online with me. And for some reason, I was just on the phone with Sue and it was saying that she was connected. So I'm not too sure what's going on there. So Sue, if you want to just keep trying to call in, I'm sure you will pop up online at some stage. But I hope you've all had a really good week. We've got a few callers online and I do apologise for Wednesday night. I did have an episode organised or scheduled to be able to reconnect with you all, but due to a really nasty migraine, I had to cancel that. So I do apologise for that, but I am definitely looking at doing 2 a week. And with the callers that we have online already and the questions and everything that I've been getting, I certainly are happy to do that. So also we've got the chat line open for those that would like to chat online that can't call in, because I know at the moment only the international people can call in, and my guest call-in number is 516-387-1303. So if you'd like to call in and join the queue, I do take the people that have been on hold the longest, and we'll connect with those very shortly. I do get a lot of questions and stuff through Facebook, as well as I'm very honoured this week to be actually this week coming doing a few phone readings and Skype readings, mainly Skype, for those international from me, because I am in Australia in the Adelaide Hills, and I will be connecting with some of the lovely people that have booked Skype reading. So for those that are overseas from me, so in America and whatnot, I do sort of advise you, if you'd like to have a reading with me, you can go to my website, Leanne Winston Psychic Medium .com, and you can check out the website. Kelly has worked her magic on there and is still working her magic on there. And she is also set it up that I can take bookings from there. So if you'd like to make a booking and you are overseas, please do book a Skype reading, as I can't call out on my home phone overseas for some reason. I think it's got overseas barring or something on it. I need to look into that. So I'm not too sure. Sue's just sending me messages to say it's not working. It should dial in if you can hear me, Sue. I'm guessing you're able to hear me. Maybe if you click on that link that I sent you in the email, whether that might help, hopefully. All right. I'm not too sure what else. Somebody might know something about Blog Talk that's on hold. Maybe you could help me with that. So, all right, how about we just jump over to our first caller and let's see who we have online. Hello, who have we got there?
Hello.
How are you going?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Tivana.
Sorry, what was your name?
Tivana.
Tidani?
Tivana.
Vani. Okay. Sorry, you've just got a real echo. Tivana. How are you? You've just got a real echo behind you.
I didn't hear you.
How's your day been?
It's good so far.
Excellent. Well, it's only morning over there for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, 7 a.m. I'm in New York.
Yeah. So you're on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. And did you have a question for me that you would like to ask?
Yes, I recently got a reading, and I'm 8 months pregnant, and the reading told me that this soul chose me, and then I kind of couldn't get any more information. Like, what does that mean?
Okay, well, that's a really good question because it is. It's like we choose our own family. It's the soul. Excuse me, sorry. The soul will come into the baby. The body of the baby around birth time is with what I understand it to be. Other people might have other opinions, but with what I have sort of seen and get told by spirit. Just before the child is born, then the soul becomes a part of the baby, sort of thing. So it's sort of like the vessel and the soul come together. And when we choose our own family and stuff like that, it's kind of like that child or that soul has chosen that child, you as the parents, to come into. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sorry, have you had a ticklish throat lately?
I didn't hear you.
Have you had a ticklish throat lately?
A swipe.
A tickle to your throat, like an itch?
No.
No? Okay. I'm just connecting with your energy. I'm getting the reference. Spirit's giving me a ticklish throat. When that usually happens, it's like we need to speak out. So would I be right in saying you're pretty much the peacemaker? You bite your tongue rather than to cause waves. It's that feeling that you need to speak out more, like what's on your mind. Yeah, okay. Spirit is really drawing me to it. Even though I've just had a mouthful of drink, I still can't seem to move that deep tickle to my throat. So spirit is really pushing hard for you to speak out. Okay, so rather than hold your tongue and not speak out, they are pushing you to speak out. Do you understand how we all have our chakras, our energy points through our body?
A little.
Yeah, so we all have these energy points. There's seven major ones, but I know there is a lot more than that. At our throat chakra, when it becomes unbalanced, or any of the chakras become unbalanced, they can manifest in the physical, but with your throat chakra, it will manifest in that tickle, in that cough that you can't get rid of. Okay, I always say to people, when you get that, take note what's going on around you. Don't hold it in. Move the energy by speaking out. I always say to people, put it out there, leave it at that, and walk away, sort of thing, and see what comes of it because it's moving the energy. So to me, sort of guiding. You've got a few things going on around you at the moment that you're biting your tongue with and need to actually speak out. It's that need to clear that chakra. Does that make sense?
As far as what, like a family member relationship, a
Oh,
love
it could be
relationship,
anything.
friends.
It could be anything. So whether it's to do with family or it's to do with friends, it doesn't matter. It's more about what's going on around you. So would I be right in saying that there's things going on around you that you kind of feel like you've got an opinion or you need to say something, but you don't feel that you have the strength to speak out because that is not normally you?
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So whether that is in a relationship or it's family or it's friends or work or whatever it is, take note when you get that tickle to what's going on. And usually, when you get that tickle, that'll be when you're on the subject that you need to speak out about. Okay. I don't mean like speak out and be forceful. Just put your opinion forward and let others know what it is that you mean by that. Okay. I just get the
My thing
reference
with that
of.
is like I'm scared of like what the person I say or the person I look at me as if like I'm
Okay.
wrong or I'm crazy.
And that's why a lot of the time that people don't speak out, because they are scared of that response. But a lot of us don't like confrontation. That is why we will hold on to not speaking out. Okay, so just put your opinion out there. You don't need to be forceful about it. You just sort of say, well, hey, okay, this is how I feel on the matter. Leave it with them. You'll probably find that you'll get people respect in a positive way because you're sort of stepping forward with that. Okay, does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
Beautiful. That's now, can I ask?
Yes.
Sorry, I was going to ask to know the sex of your baby.
Huh? I know the sex.
Yes. Do you know what you're having?
A girl.
A girl. That's what I was picking up on. Beautiful. I feel like you're going to have a very energetic little girl. So, very exciting times.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. With the soul picking me, what that has to do, in the past, I have got an abortion.
Right.
So can the soul that chose me be from that baby?
Okay, that's an interesting one because with what I understand it, because you aborted the pregnancy prior, that baby wouldn't have had enough time. With what I understand, now
the baby,
I could be
right.
Wrong on this.
I didn't hear
yeah,
you.
It's just like with what I understand is that the soul comes into that body of the child for birth. Okay, so because with a termination of the pregnancy, it's normally done in that first trimester most times of pregnancy. My guess is the baby have had a soul at that time. It was just the vessel. Okay, so because I don't know if how correct I am on this, but spirit sort of shows me that the soul is one of the last things to come into the vessel prior to birth. So in that last, maybe week and a half before pregnancy, before birth, I think you find that the baby comes vessel and soul in one. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So the fact that you've had a termination prior to, like in the beginning of your pregnancy in the past, I would have had a soul at that time. It was just a fetus.
Okay.
It's a lot to take on, but it's sort of like, it's with what I understand it to be, the soul is one of the last things that comes in before giving birth.
Okay.
And that soul has chosen you. It's very possible that that soul could be somebody from around you in the past. It is very common for loved ones that have passed over to be reincarnated back into the same family. So have you ever had that where you look at a child and go, oh, my God, you remind me of such and such that has passed over?
Yeah.
That could be a soul thing. The connection on a soul link, you may be recognizing that soul from a previous loved one that has passed over.
Cool.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. You're very welcome and thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All the very best with it. You have to keep us updated on how you go.
Okay.
I love baby news. I get clucky.
I didn't hear you.
Right. Love baby news. I get very clucky. I can hand them back though.
Wait, you love what?
I get very clucky with babies.
Oh, clucky.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Well, thank you very much for calling in and take care.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye, hun.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Oh, wow. Oh, there's just so many babies around lately. I've had a couple of lovely clients that I read for a little while ago that have sent through photos in this last week to me of their beautiful little bundles of joy that apparently I predicted prior to them falling pregnant, and they have safely arrived. And oh, it's amazing. My children are now nearly 16 and nearly 12, so my baby days are over. But it's lovely to see beautiful new little families and those gorgeous little smiling faces. So, yeah, but with what I understand, the soul is something that comes back into the child near the very end of the pregnancy. It's kind of like the vessel. The body is our vessel for our soul. So it's like the two become one just prior to giving birth. So it's really interesting, and it'd be interesting to see what other people's take is on it, but that's just a reference that I get from spirit. I'm guessing that Sue is still trying to call in, and I'm not too sure what I can do from this end because there's nothing coming up on my switchboard to sort of say that she's there. So we will take another call and we will see who we've got online. Hello, you're with Leanne.
Hi, Diane. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good. And what was your name?
Sure. My nickname is JJ.
JJ, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You've had a good morning so far?
Normally I don't wake up this early, but it's been beautiful. It's been such a beautiful, it's going to be a beautiful sunrise.
Oh, lovely. And what time of the day is it over there for you?
It's about 7:17 for me here in Florida.
Oh goodness. Yeah, so you're early Sunday morning. What
I
I'd do to go back to bed and get up again in the morning. So yeah.
it.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Did you have a question you'd like to ask?
Sure, I'm wondering if Spirit is giving you any messages for me or information for me at this time about my romantic relationship with my girlfriend of 4 years.
Okay, yeah. You've had some exciting times recently.
We've had some tough times a couple of months ago.
Yeah, okay, because I'm getting the reference to the excitement feeling at the moment. So to me, there's new beginnings coming around the relationship. So are you looking at doing something special for her at the moment? Would she be
I
listening
would
in?
like
Do I need to
to.
be careful?
Oh no. She's dead sleep right now. No, I would like to do something special for her. I'm just hoping that I get a little extra cash too.
Okay. The reference is that will come because I get the feeling that there's exciting times building, and I feel like I've got something in the works to actually spoil her, sort of thing. It's that feeling of just reminding her how much that she means to you, and it's more that feeling of new beginnings, new like freshening things up. Okay, are you planning a holiday soon? Because I feel like I'm putting plans together for the two of you to holiday.
For a holiday. Her birthday is coming up in September, and I wanted to do something special for her birthday, but I definitely wanted to do something a little bit before that. Maybe even take a little vacation or something like that.
Yeah, because I'm getting the reference to the little getaway, maybe 3 or 4 days. I feel like it's not long, but it's enough just to have some new time together.
Yeah, I
I
would like
do
that.
feel that things are just at that stage where we want to refresh things. Okay, remind
Definitely.
each other of how much you mean to each other. Have some fun.
Yes,
Things become too routine is the reference I'm getting. So, but I do feel things are picking up with that, and there's excitement to come with that as well. Okay. Have you been thinking about proposal?
I would like to. I've been kind of nervous about it because I wasn't sure. I'm not sure if emotionally she's ready or not. But I would like to.
Okay, because I'm just getting the word proposal from spirit. So to me, it's that feeling that is very much on the cards. Now, I always say when we're nervous about things, that's a good thing because it kind of grounds us in a sense. Okay, it's usually those things that I don't worry about that I should worry about. But when I do worry, it seems to help ground me as well. So I feel that I always say to people that being nervous is healthy, is my way of looking at it, sort of thing. So, but have you had
That's
that
true.
discussion about marriage?
Yeah, we've talked about it. We've talked about it for quite a while. But again, I just wanted to make sure that, we were on the same page and we have open communication and we want the same things, so I've just been, going back and forth with that.
Okay. What's her first name?
Her first name is kind of hard to pronounce, but it's Latita.
Latita. Okay, that's a lovely name. I do feel that you're very much similar in your ways, but you've got very similar ideals as well to what you want. Okay. I think she's just as scared as what you are. In that sense. So, I feel that she's a very much a lovely energy, and I feel that she brings a lot of excitement to your life, in ways that you haven't felt in the past with other
Very true, yeah.
relationships. Yeah.
Absolutely true.
So I just, every time I think about the relationship, I just get big smile spirit. So to me, that feels right to me.
Okay.
Okay. I get ear
Oh,
to ear smiles.
thank
She's a very lucky lady to have you.
Oh, thank you so much.
So,
Thank you so much. Thank you.
you're welcome. So,
Thank you.
but yeah, no, I feel you're heading in the right direction and things will work out. I just sort of feel like I want to spice things up a little bit and not get stuck
Yes.
in the rut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Okay.
Positive
Thank you.
thinking. Look, you're very welcome. It was lovely to talk to you. Thank you for calling in.
And thank you for being on. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Oh, I get the feeling there's some big news coming there soon, so I wouldn't be surprised if an engagement ring or a question could be put in the very near future. So that's very exciting. But it's funny because sort of connecting with his energy, spirit was just getting into looking at the relationship. Spirit made me feel like it was right because I was getting smiles from ear to ear. There's a lot of excitement and a lot of positive things coming there. So even though he's scared, and yes, commitment is a very big thing, but I do get the feeling it's very good for both of them, and they're both the same ideals in mind. So I love the way spirit bring us on these journeys, and it all plays out. And so I always say, trust in your heart, knowing yourself. And go with it. If it feels good, you go with it. So let's try for the next call and see who we've got online here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good. How are you, Leanne?
Very good, thank you. And what was your name,
Good.
hun?
It's Lisa.
Lisa, how's your morning been so far?
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Beautiful,
So, in
beautiful
what part of the
morning.
world are you in?
I am in the United States. I'm in Boston.
Okay, lovely. So, you got beautiful weather over there, too.
Yes, today. Tomorrow be different.
Oh, is it? It can change quite quickly.
Oh, yes.
Lovely. Oh, we're a bit here, too. The sun comes out for 5 minutes, next minute it's freezing cold and raining. So I am ready for the sunshine and the summer. Bring it on.
Oh, we'll be there very soon. Very soon.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're pretty much opposite seasons to us, I think, by memory, aren't you?
Yes.
Like we're coming out the end of winter, so yeah, so it won't be long and you'll have snow, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Lovely. That must be beautiful watching the snow fall.
It is. It is very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Excellent. That's one of my dreams is to get to the snow and see the snow actually fall. So that would be lovely. I've flown across the snow on our honeymoon, but that's about it. So, and what have you got a question you'd like to ask?
Yes, I've been very emotional the last couple of days, in regards to my sister who has passed away, in
Okay.
February. And
Yeah.
she's just been on my mind. I've been thinking a lot about her. Just thinking
All
about
right.
her and missing her. And I just want to know, why she's so heavy. It's not that I don't think about it, but I do, but I'm just very emotional about it.
Okay. Would I and say sister had stomach issues or lower area issues?
I'm not sure. Not that I'm aware of.
Sorry, I'm just typing. Sue Nicholson has actually my supposed to be my special guest tonight has come in the season. Can't go dashboard, so I'm not sure what's going on there. As I was just sending her a message, just when you're speaking. Your sister below the rib area, I just sort of felt like there was something going on around her higher stomach area with that.
Okay, yes.
And I kind of feel like her passing was sudden, but I get the feeling that there was health issues as well.
Yes.
Okay, because it's that feeling like she felt that she was going to be here a lot longer or expected to be here a lot longer than what.
Yes.
Now, when we feel the emotion and stuff like that, it's very possible that you're picking up on her soul being around you at the time.
Yeah.
Would I be right in saying you just get memories out of the blue for no reason at all?
Yes.
Okay, that's spirit that does that. Okay, so spirit will put signs in front of us from time to time. And I always say to my clients, take note of what you feel, what you hear, what you think, what you see, and the memories you get. Okay,
Okay.
so it's very common for us to have memories that come from nowhere. That's usually spirit giving you those memories. So look at what it, those memories mean to you because you may find that she's trying to go a message
Yeah.
in that. Okay, so whether it, her message to you might be remember the good times.
Yeah.
There's something specific about that memory. Trust what it means to you, like what that feeling is to you. Okay. And now, when it comes to emotion, another thing that I quite often say to people is the emotions are better out than held in because they will manifest in things. I can have emotional days for no reason at all. My husband will get home at night because he works long hours. And he's got to know now if he walks in and I'm in tears, he'll go, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, honey, I'm fine." He knows that I need to move that energy
Yeah,
because the
yeah,
energy builds up, the emotion
yeah.
comes with it. By having that cry and allowing myself that time, I can move
Yeah,
it.
yeah.
So by trying to sort of hold it in, it's going to continue to manifest in different ways.
That's true.
Okay, so whether.
That's true.
So it's a good thing. Have that
Yeah.
moment. Allow yourself to cry. Connect. Allow yourself to also connect with her memory. And she's probably just as close to you than what you realize, as in spirit.
That's true.
Because between us and spirit, there's only about a 30-centimeter gap. That's how
Wow.
close the worlds come in, like within our aura field. So. I get the reference to you do feel her around you at times.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I with me, it's I just feel a heaviness in my
Yeah. Okay.
I just feel that could I have helped her more? I think for me it's a lot of guilt. I think it's a lot of guilt that what could I have done and why didn't, I mean, the Creator created heaven and earth and was able to raise, for those who believe, I do believe, able to raise Lazarus from the dead and heal the sick. Why couldn't he have done that for my sister?
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's fine, hon. We all have a journey that we're on in this lifetime, and the journey will start again in the next life. I believe when it's our time, it's our time. With what I understand, before we are born, we have chosen three dates, which those dates could either become a near-miss accident, or there's something on one of those dates, like the other day, if we get to all three dates. So our journey is chosen out for us. It's kind of like we've got a life contract before we come here. So it's kind of like our date, our expiry date, if you want to call it that, it's probably not the right word to use, is sort of set in concrete in one of those three dates. I believe your sister touched a lot of people
in
such a positive way in that time, okay? Look at the beautiful things in her life, and I understand her passing is still very fresh and that you need to give yourself that time to be able to process your loss, and I am sorry for your loss. But I just get the reference to you, the guilt's not yours to hold on to. Give yourself time to acknowledge all those things. I'm getting the reference from Spirit. You couldn't have done any more for your sister than what you already did. She lives on in your heart, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So I just want to say, allow yourself that time to be emotional. Don't put the pressure on yourself, because a lot of us do that. It's like we put the pressure on ourselves and go, oh, you know, I'm supposed to be strong. It's not right to cry or to show our emotions. I believe we're human. We need to allow those emotions to come out. Acknowledge the life she had. Acknowledge those things that you feel that you think that you may have been able to do different, but I think you find when you allow yourself to move that energy of your grief and stuff like that, and as you work through it, you will know in your heart that you did what you could do for her. No matter what had have been done differently, I don't think it would have changed the outcome.
You're right.
Okay. She's very lucky to have had you in her life. You're a beautiful energy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
you so much.
I'm getting the reference to your sister is putting the signs in front of you, okay? So would I be right in saying there's things that keep grabbing your attention, or there's things that keep repeating around you? That's coming from her. So look at what they are and what they mean to you, because that's the way Spirit will give us a message.
Okay.
So that's her communicating with you. Now, you feel a touch to the side of your head at times, don't you?
Yeah.
In your hair. That's her.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because she's making me feel like she touches the right side of your head behind your ear. She plays with your hair. Okay.
Yeah.
She liked your hair, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Because she makes me feel like she was a little bit jealous of the hair that you have compared to what she had. Okay. She's making me feel like you got the nicer hair out of the two of you, and she was jealous of your hair. Okay?
Oh, her hair was beautiful too.
Oh, but yours was better. She would jump straight back at you like that.
Well, I think when she, it's interesting you say that, because sometimes I wear wigs.
Right.
And she's always like, why can't you just wear your natural hair? Wear your natural hair. And that's how my sister was. It was natural with her. So okay. I understand her tapping me on my head. It's like, you know, take that wig off. Take that wig off.
And would your reply be to her, a change is as good as a holiday?
Yes.
Because she's making that reference to you at the wigs. She made the reference to a change is as good as a holiday.
Yes.
She could make you smile.
Yes.
And she likes to see that smile. So please don't forget to smile. Okay. But when you get that touch to the head and stuff like that, I always say, trust what you feel. You see your thought process, the memories you get, will communicate with you in that manner. Okay. A lot of my information comes through my thought process. I'll have thoughts that come out of nowhere. And it took me a while to realize that that's spewing it. So it's when you get that trust what you feel.
Yes.
Okay, because she is communicating with you. Now, what's the significance with the embroidery on the handkerchief for your sister?
She was very, very feminine.
Yep.
Very, 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 very much a lady. But she was tough, though.
She took
very good care of herself. Yes, she did. She would get her hair done, get a manicure, pedicure, massage. I mean, she was towards the end of her life. You know, she was really trying to get back on track. She also suffered with mental illness. And she was starting to, you know, to get back on track and going out more, and she was gone. She always told me, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. You need to do more stuff for yourself. Get your nails done. Get your hair done. And she would be mad at me. She's like, you need to take care of yourself. Go get a massage. Get your nails done. Now that you got a job, do all these things for yourself. You don't take enough time for yourself.
Yep. And, you know, you need to have that few minutes for yourself to give back to yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel that she found that balance in that. I go and get my nails done because it makes me feel better about myself.
Yes.
It's kind of just like that little bit of a sprucing up.
Yes, yes. And if the one thing about my sister is that everything that she bought, I mean, she wasn't wealthy or anything, but I noticed, even going through her things, she had things in order. The quality of her shoes were good quality. The quality of her clothing was good clothing. It wasn't designer, but it was everything that she had and did for herself was quality. It was
and
all
that made her
quality.
Comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was all
and
quality.
That's beautiful because a lot of us don't do. I ask so many of my clients, when was the last time you did something for yourself? Before ourselves, you got to put yourself first and look after yourself before you can help others is my motto. Prince too, you know, that was her way of having some time for herself.
Absolutely.
And that's the way I look at it. Besides, that's a good mind when I was done. I can be rushed to get there and rush out the door, but I have that, you know, that hour of just chatting and being me while I can have my nails done. And so it is important. So I want to say it's your sister's way of helping you. It's time for some you time.
Yeah.
So from spirit, she's still pushing it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So when you do it, know that she's going to be there with you in spirit.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay?
You're never
alone.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, what might be wrong that you get into times reference smelling her perfume?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She was fussy with her perfume, is the reference I get. It had to be a certain perfume.
Oh, yeah. She was fussy with her perfume.
Yeah.
Everything. She was so. I didn't realize how picky my sister was.
But
you
I
know,
love her energy.
It
like
had
I'm
to
not
be
a
Velveeta
real
cheese. It couldn't be the store-bought cheese. It had to be Velveeta. And if you didn't get Velveeta, she'll send you back out the door and go get Velveeta, which is $4 more than the store brand, which is $1.50.
Yep, but she worked hard for it.
Yes, yep. She did.
Deserves little treats. So that's gorgeous. And it's funny because I'm not a real girly girl. You know, you won't see me in a dress too often. I always used to say the only time I was going to get wear a dress was the day I got married. My husband and I'd get married in a suit. But just to have that little bit of time to herself, just to make yourself feel nicer or more comfortable, that's beautiful. So she wants to continue to look at. That might be a way that you feel very much closer to her. Go and have a massage. Do something for yourself.
And a pedicure and a manicure, which I've never, ever had done. Ever.
Done it. What it was to you. I love the way Spirit put things in front of us as well. So your sister's still around. She's still very much communicating with you. So just take them on board what's going on in front of you.
Okay.
Because you'll find those things that will remind you of her. And I love your sister's smile. She's giving me a beautiful big smile. Yeah. So do you remember her smile?
Yes. As you're speaking right now, I see her right in front of me.
Yeah, and that's gorgeous because I was going to say close your eyes because it's that reference to closing your eyes. It's still like that's there.
Do you think she can take care of her teeth? I mean, she is just so on point on everything with herself and the quality. And I'm telling you, it was amazing. She was really amazing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to show that.
I don't need her that. You can speak to her, and like I said, just trust what you feel and you think, because she's telling me you're not going to get the last word. She'll have the last word.
That's her.
You talk to her. She's going to talk to you.
That's her.
Well, it's pink. Yep. But she would do things to him. Oh, see, I'm just getting the hand on the heart. She loves to hear you laugh. So it's that feeling that something that you haven't been able to do much since her passing. But she's got great pride for you, okay? And she loves to hear you laugh, and she liked to make you laugh when she was here.
Yes. She was just a stickler. Okay. But she had a heart of gold. Yeah. People just loved her.
Yeah. I want to say, she in the room would feel energy as she glowed. That comes from her is incredible.
Yes.
It's that feeling like when she walked in the room, people knew she was there. You would feel her beautiful energy.
Yes.
Have you been looking at photo albums lately?
I've been looking at photos on her phone. I actually still have her phone.
Beautiful. Because she wants me to acknowledge the looking at the photos.
Yes.
So Spirit will give it to me as like a photo album.
Spirit phone.
I don't see it might be technology. But yeah, you listen to her voice still, don't you? The recordings.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. I get the reference too. She still talks to you, so it's like trust things that you think, things that you might, because Spirit will talk to you in your inner ear. Okay. And so there's reference. Okay.
All right, thank you
so much for calling in. Lovely to connect. Remember to keep moving that
energy. Thank you, Leanne.
And please go of the because she doesn't have to come home.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You're welcome. There's so many beautiful callers, and I'm so lucky to be able to connect with you all. I really want to get some special things about beautiful mediums that I would love to get on air, and Sue Nicholson is one. She's actually based in New Zealand, so I don't know if many of you know of her. Sue has been around in the industry for many years, and she's done some amazing work. Sue show. I presume that probably went worldwide. I know we had it here in Australia where they worked on cold cases and stuff like that. So I have admired Sue over many years watching the Sensing Murder and stuff like that that she does, and the way that they connect with cold cases, the way they're able to help the police piece together little bits and pieces to help the family put the matter to rest and to have that little bit of closure and whatnot. I do know that Sue has had some health issues just recently and has undergone some surgery and taken a little bit of time off of work, but I'm pretty sure she's still doing Skype reading. So if anybody's interested, Sue has an amazing website, so you could look that up. That would be Sue Nicholson, I think it's .com. By memory, and certainly feel free to connect with Sue, and I will continue to work on with Block Talk Radio in the sense of getting the guest callers on, because I've got some lovely ones from Melbourne, Nicole McHenry and Geordie James, that I would love to get online with as well. And I'm also was looking at talking to a mentor of mine, Lisa Williams, which a lot of you from the United States would know Lisa, and getting her online one week as well, just to connect with you guys and get some readings from a different person as well as myself. So I'm not sure what's going on. They told me it was up and working, but for some reason Sue can't seem to connect. So we might actually take another caller. So hello, who have we got there?
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Great.
That's good.
I have a daughter named Annalie, actually, and I have been straining my brain for a year trying to figure out where she might go to college. And I live in the United States, and this is such a puzzle, you know, so many factors. I can't figure it out. I don't know where. I'd like to know where she's going to end up, because I can't figure it out.
Okay. Now, I get the reference to she's going to travel with study, okay? I do get the feeling she's going to be a fair way from home.
Okay.
You still there? Yep. Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I thought I'd lost you there for a second. I clicked on something just, I just keep getting the reference to the study. I want to put about a good hour travel from home. So if you head south an hour or so in car travel, where would that take you?
Did you say south or just anywhere?
Yes. I'm getting the reference to an hour south from home.
An hour south, not like nowhere.
Nowhere?
There's nothing in that. Hour. There's maybe 3 hours.
Okay. So would that be an hour by plane?
Oh, an hour by train?
No, plane, sorry. Flying.
Oh, well, maybe not door to door, you know, an hour south. Maybe L.A. I could get around L.A. or San Luis Obispo. Yeah.
Okay.
That's an hour.
The place is where I went.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I get the reference to that. I get the reference to that second place that you mentioned. I felt like when you said that, that's where I needed to be. So I get the reference. Hour travel from home to school and back, so an each way. Now, is this next year that she's looking at college?
Yes.
Because I get the importance, I get the reference to how important it is to get it sorted as soon as possible. So to me, it's that feeling it's creeping up on us quite quick. So are they doing registrations at the moment?
They're starting, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I want to go the hour south with travel, okay? So that's sort of where I'm drawn to. Is that closer to the water?
Yes.
Because I don't feel that she's going to be too far from the water.
This seems to be one of my favorite schools, but I wasn't sure if it was going to be the right school.
I get the reference to no matter what she puts her mind to, she makes it work. Okay, so it's that feeling of her heart's in it, it's going to be the right place for her. She's quite bright, isn't she? Because I feel like academically she does well.
She does well, and she is very bright, but sometimes she just like doesn't put in the effort to something that
She
she
gets
should excel
distracted.
in.
Yeah, she gets distracted. Have you ever looked at if the work's too easy that she gets bored?
She is that bright,
Because that,
actually.
yeah,
Naturally
and
bright.
it's funny because a lot of people just think, oh, my children, especially boys, I think get labelled a lot in school in the sense that they are mischief, they interrupt the class, the distractions and whatnot. But I noticed with one of my girls that when the work was too easy, she would actually go backwards. She would get bored really easily. And it wasn't until I spoke to the teacher and we looked at the work she was doing that we realised that she was doing that because she was bored. She wasn't being tested enough. She needed to keep her mind active to stay focused, basically.
Yes. Yes.
So I just get the reference to if the challenge is put in front of your daughter, she will step up to it. If the work is too easy, she's going to get distracted and bored with it. So it's
Right. So
finding
I'm trying
that common ground.
So I don't want a school that's maybe too lofty and intellectual. I don't know how she would fare in a school like that. Something that challenges her enough without being too easy. Yeah.
And so as that is the reference I'm getting is look at pushing the boundaries. Okay, a school that strives to do that. But I think you
So
find an hour south from home, so whether it's flying or it's by train or whatnot, I'm just getting that reference south and closer
yeah.
to the water.
And they all would be, over there at south an hour. So I was also, she's also talented in the arts, but she could also go technical too, and or business. So
She's got options.
yeah.
Okay. I feel that the arts would be more of a secondary thing for her. I'm just going to technical main subject. So can they take on two things like that?
Well, I hope so, somehow, yeah.
I've got the main study around the technical, but I feel like the arts is a side thing that she does. Your daughter's very good at seeing the bigger picture, isn't she? I get the reference to being able to close her eyes and see the picture. She's like in her head.
The picture of what?
Of whatever she's working with, like it's kind of having I don't want to say it's imagination, but it's kind of like I when we did our yard up, because we built our house, I designed the garden and I could see the picture of what I wanted in my head. I get the reference your daughter's very good at that. When it came to my husband, I had to get pen and paper and draw what I was thinking because he couldn't get his head around my images, if that makes sense. But I get the reference that she's very good at being able to see that picture ahead of where she is. So if she was to sit and paint, I get the reference she's got the picture in her head already, what she wants to create.
Yeah, she seems to be pretty good. She's developing very fast with art and, yeah, on the computer. But I don't want to pinpoint, you know, I don't want to pigeonhole her, because
yeah,
you can be artistic, but you can do other things too.
Oh, for sure, definitely. I just get the reference to whatever she puts her mind to, she's going to be really good at. It's just keeping her focused. Okay.
So you don't see anything for the East Coast then, like New York?
I'm feeling more south. I just keep going south in big writing put in front of me.
Oh, okay.
So from where you are now, about an hour south.
Okay. And there's some good options down there.
Yep.
Okay.
Where's Santa Monica from you?
That's about an hour from Plain. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I get the Santa Monica reference. And now that, like I said, I'm geographically challenged. And when it comes to the United States, I've got no real idea. I didn't take much notice in that part of schooling. But Santa Monica is near the water?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm drawn to that area. So look
okay
at colleges in that area and just sort of see if that sort of suits, like, with what they teach. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, and we're just about out of time. So have a good day and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Wow. Okay. Thank you. I'd like to thank all the callers that have called in today. Sorry, my daughter's just snuck around the corner trying to be all girly-like. She's a bit like me. She's a bit of a tomboy, but she's come around with this nice flowery thing on her head, big cheeky smile. So thank you for everybody that has called in, and I will continue to work on getting this guest callers in. I'm not sure what's going on, so I might have to send another email off to Blog Talk, but I will get it sorted. I will not rest until that is done. What have I got coming up this week? I've got some lovely people from the US doing Skype readings with me, and like I said earlier, if you'd like to book in, please go to my website, LeanneWinstonPsychicMedium.com. You can follow the links there, and we will email each other until we get a time sorted out, and we'll connect with you on a Skype reading, whether it's half an hour or an hour, that's fine. Like I said before, I'm unable to actually dial overseas from our home phone. So unless you want to ring me, then we could do a phone reading, but it would have to be Skype. I've got quite a few booked this week, so that's good. So I'm now taking bookings for next week. I will book another show for Wednesday, and once again we will try to maybe get Sue or Nicole or Geordie on. And I do have a live show coming up for those here in South Australia, and that's been held at the Royal Park in Adelaide on the 5th of in Bridge to private readings as well. So anybody that would like to book in there can certainly book through Pauline at Natural Stepping Stones to make an appointment there. Otherwise, in contact with me. Please feel free to communicate on Facebook because many are visible. It's Leanne Winston Psychic Medium. And I also have the Purely Intuition website, where I can send out doc. So, and also my notes, and the overseas. Sorry. All right, I'll catch you later. Have a good week and love, honor, and cherish those around you. Bye. Hello, how you going?